56% of our parliamentarians are women, and there are very many gender activists in the country. There is a Ministry for Gender and Family Promotion. There's a Gender Monitoring Office. There are many gender focal points in the ministries, in private sector and in non-government organisations. But these gender activists don't have very much theory behind their activity. And one of the reasons we've started the centre is to provide academic programs. And in the first instance, it's for master's students.
You made mention of the fact that Rwanda has done quite well in gender equality. What accounts for this success?
I think in the first instance, a president who is really committed to gender equality and women's empowerment, he appoints them to very significant positions. We have a woman minister for foreign affairs, woman minister for infrastructure, etc., in really important ministries who are doing excellently and setting a good example. I think another reason is the leadership that women themselves are showing in these important jobs. But I think also the implementation of policy. There is very good gender policy in Rwanda, and the country is committed to United Nations treaties.
Can you give me an example or two of the good leadership that the women in Rwanda have demonstrated?
After the genocide, 70% of the population were women. And it was the women themselves who got together, orphans and widows, and supported people that had lost all of their families. Women had to take on jobs that they hadn't had in the past. They had to do business. They had to work in the farms in a more rigorous way than they had in the past. They had to take up government positions as well. Another leadership comes from the First Lady, Jeannette Kagame, who is working with other First Ladies in Africa on projects against HIV/AIDS. She also works with young girls in both primary and secondary schools to give rewards to women who do really well in their examinations and to encourage them to keep going with their studies.
Is HIV/AIDS a serious problem in Rwanda?
It has been a serious problem in all countries in Africa. Rwanda's doing very well again on that particular issue. We think that all of the Millennium Development Goals will be achieved by 2015. We still have a challenge with poverty.
Professor Randall, what is being done in Rwanda to empower rural women there to fight poverty?
Rural women work extremely hard in Rwanda. And what we're wanting to do is to improve incomes for rural women, improve their position in the household, their freedom, particularly freedom from gender-based violence. And again, we have a president who is supporting zero corruption and zero gender-based violence in Rwanda. So there's a lot of work being done by the police and the army and by the community to stop gender-based violence.
Now, looking at the future of Rwanda, how would you describe it? Are you optimistic about the future of Rwanda?
I'm very optimistic about the future of Rwanda. I think it's one of the safest countries in Africa. It's certainly got very good security, and it gets criticism, of course, from America and other countries about what they perceive to be a lack of democracy. But there's more and more participation by people. And when you think that it's still only 18 years since the genocide, since a million people were killed in 100 days, then there is a need for rigour, I think, in ensuring that, in the same way as Germany is not allowed to criticise Jews, that people in Rwanda are not able to criticise on the grounds of race. So I think that everything is going in Rwanda's favour. Huge commitment to economic development and to poverty reduction. The Economic Development Poverty Reduction Strategy is just now being evaluated, the 2008 to 2012. We've just completed a housing conditions survey that has excellent results. So I believe that the future is extremely positive. We have people coming from every country in Africa to see what is happening in Rwanda in relation to fighting corruption, to reducing poverty, to developing business in Rwanda.